The Emotional Sexual Cycle. Published 25 September 2009. While in Europe, I've been ruminating the last month over my recent breakup. At times, it's been hard to emotionally digest things. I'm suffering less from depression as much as indifference and apathy. What it's gotten me thinking about is this kind of psychological sexual cycle most people go through. I see it like this. 1. Asexual phase. 2. Autonomous phase. 3. Relationship phase. Shallow emotion. 4. Relationship phase. Commitment. Then the cycle starts all over. Again, there is nothing scientific at all about this. It's just what I've noticed from my life. I've now gone through this cycle like 4 or 5 times, and from people I know and have observed. Asexual phase, this is the starting point. Basically complete lack of awareness and disconnect from our sexuality and the emotions relating to it. We also come back to this point after disconnecting from a deep relationship, phase 4. I think we disconnect because the emotions are too painful to deal with all at once. Every serious relationship I've gotten out of, I've had a period of complete asexuality afterward that slowly recedes as I gradually get in touch with my sexuality, desires, and emotions again, which brings us to phase 2. Autonomous phase, once we're in touch with those emotions, we've once again become emotionally whole within ourselves. This phase is markedly different emotionally from the 4th. It's the emotional difference between the player and the boyfriend. Both are in touch with their sexuality and emotions, but whereas the player is channeling them for personal purposes, the boyfriend is channeling them through his relationship. This is your pickup phase. This is where you run around clubs every other night chasing tail and trying to get laid a lot. It's fun. It's exciting. It's completely self-serving, which is fine. Relationship phase, shallow emotion, so eventually you meet a bunch of women through phase 2 and spend a lot of time with them. You may begin to bond, connect, and get slightly attached to them. This is, I guess, the dating phase. Where you see one or multiple women, but it's casual and you're still testing the waters to see if this is someone you could go the distance with. This phase is a process of slowly rechanneling that sexual and emotional energy away from yourself and to someone else. Getting through it involves finding someone who you're comfortable sharing that with on a long-term basis. Relationship phase commitment, this is when you find someone who you can share that with. You rewire your sexual and emotional energy for that particular person. They become your cherish and vice versa. Long-term relationship time. Then at some point, that connection may deteriorate, become unhealthy, and no longer serve one or both people. Then you break up. You withdraw sexually and emotionally to cope from the pain, and you re-enter phase 1. Obviously, some guys fly through these phases quickly, some go slowly. My guess is that the longer the relationships, the longer the other phases last as well, as the deeper the connections made have become. People can also have dysfunction at any of the particular phases. For instance, someone can be chronically out of touch with their emotions and sexuality and constantly remain asexual, think someone with Asperger's. Someone can have some sort of trauma or narcissism that requires they constantly seek validation and center their energies around themselves all the time. This is the pickup artist who doesn't know when to quit. Someone can be insecure about connecting emotionally with someone else and will therefore never experience more than casual and superficial relationships with women. Typically, these guys will sabotage their relationship anytime a woman begins to get close to them. And then you have the chronic boyfriends who constantly need to be sharing that emotional and sexual energy with a girlfriend to feel complete and comfortable. I suppose this is the opposite affliction of the guy stuck at phase 3 and is probably more common in our current day and age. In the end, I imagine it's ideal to be able to flow between each phase without too much attachment to either. I also imagine that at some point, my guess is with maturity, age, and experience, one becomes adept enough at managing long-term relationships to the point where you would never leave one or wouldn't leave before starting a family, etc.